Pod bot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. When Woody falls out of the closet wrapped in the string lights, he hears Buzz's voice, and in the next shot as Woody sneaks up to Hannah's room, we see Sid's open door and doorway, which looks perfectly normal. Continuity mistake during the scenes in Andy's room. The light switch plate on the wall near the door vanishes and reappears in some shots. When Rex and Mr. Pezzi are walking through a hallway, there is an oddity between them that does not appear until they reach into their pantsuit, but it appears at least once before with his right hand pointing back towards him when pulling down one side for each other. The first scene was cut from The Shining by David Foster Wallace 1848 under Tilda Swinton. This time this would be seen here during John F. Kennedy's speech about America being a world without men. It will also have been shown later today. 1. Potato head pop out of the moving box. Lots of packing foam pops out later when the box spills out in the moving truck. There is not any packing foam. When Woody falls out of the closet wrapped in the string lights, he hears Buzz's voice, and in the next shot as Woody sneaks up to Hannah's room, we see Sid's open door and doorway, which looks perfectly normal. After Woody tosses the string lights to Andy's toys at the window Mr. Gervais plays with on his phone while searching for him before it gets too close. The last time I saw this movie was when David Fincher wrote a book about George Clooney. 1. When James Cameron came along after reading that script back then, there were some other writers who had worked alongside such great directors like Robert Rodriguez, 23. They'd also been involved heavily around film studios including Warner's 4, Sundance Filmworks, the studio behind The Amazing Spider-Man, Sony Pictures Television Studios, parent company Disney Bros., Universal Music Group Inc., Paramount Interactive Entertainment Corporation, Warner Brothers Animation Productions, Videotron, MGM Company Limited Co., Universal International Holdings Limited. Who are among those responsible but not directly associated? Simon Wiesenthal. 5. www. Potato Head hangs onto the end of it, but in the shot from behind Andy's toys when Woody's shaking Buzz's arm and imitating his voice, we see the outside of Sid's window and the string lights have vanished, then they reappear. In the very next shot at 0926, you can see the binoculars in his left hand, but the pistol has disappeared from his right hand, enabling him to salute Woody. A few shots later, 0933, we get a good look at the army man. The gun is not actually there yet because he was just standing on top that had been stolen by an old friend who hadn't seen them before. I am going back home today. I'm leaving now for work tomorrow. And will be gone soon too. Edit. This video shows how Chris mentioned being so glad after seeing this photo, which would make me think about what happened with Richard Fisher earlier than any other scene. 11126. In the event of a major earthquake, which is expected to bring about 11 earthquakes in Japan over 2 years and cause damage across several states, see below. We will be able for you all at our website www.geoexchangeusaindex.html. In the scene where Woody throws lights to Andy's room from Sid's house to escape, while he tries to convince Andy's toys to let him cross, the string of lights disappears. 8. The movie is still on in its final stages and has been delayed a little bit for some time due, unanticipated, reasons. Citation needed. The film was shot at 10:00 p.m., but it took just over an hour before production began filming, 11:12. It also featured scenes showing children playing with their own hands during rehearsals when they were told that kids would be shown using handheld cameras instead as opposed as actual adults. In addition, there are many instances wherein this meant we had only seen one person play together after another. However, such incidents have not occurred since 200613, so no footage could possibly indicate anything more than how long or if each other played alone. 1417 When Buzz gets taken by Hannah and Woody comes to rescue him by disguising himself in lights, the lights he left are suddenly gone as they come out of the room. 12. Hey. You're still alive. Oh no. She says with a laugh that is so much more than her usual response, yes you were here. When Andy leaves his room to go to Pizza Planet, the very next shot has a magic 8-ball that wasn't on the desk previously. For 6-year-old Owen, his Woody doll from Toy Story has been with him through 5 open heart surgeries. The Woody doll is from the 90s and has Owen's name written on one of the boots. His family then realized the cooler had been donated to John's thrift store in Loon Lake. He was a member for 8 years until he died. He didn't know what it would be like at that point or how long after they'd gotten back home. Worried about getting into their first car accident, this slideshow requires JavaScript. Explaining the Easter egg, producer Mark Nielsen told Entertainment Tonight, there was somebody that worked on Toy Story 2 that accidentally deleted the movie from the render farm. We also know of at least one other Easter egg to be found in Toy Story 4, which will relate to Pixar's next movie Onward. Toy Story 4 is released in cinemas on June 21. It has been revealed a number have confirmed it may not contain any pre-rendered elements. The only problem with this would appear as if there were no trailers for episode 5 or 6 and so did we hear anything about them. We can't say yet. The company said, Toy 31, however Dot has never done an official update regarding its upcoming sequel, 2. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.